It isn't Grand Central Station, but a mini version of that very spot is a part of this display. After you leave the Big Apple behind, the trains at North Park chug across the Golden Gate Bridge and blur by the Albuquerque Hot Air Balloon Festival. Not to be outdone, Texas has quite a presence too. The Cadillac Ranch, oil derricks, and the Cotton Bowl are all part of the scenery. And that's just for starts.
This year, we've added quite a few new things. We have the Perot Museum. We've got Trinity River underneath now, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, which we added a couple of years ago. And there's just a lot of fun details.
Jill Cumnock is CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. Most know it as a home away from home for families traveling here for medical care. It's also the beneficiary of the trains at North Park.
And it raises almost a third of our overall budget. So without this exhibit, I don't know what we would do.
The trains have been around for 27 years, 16 of them at North Park Center. It takes weeks to put the display together. There's 1,600 feet of track and 26 train sets. The real work is in the details. Tiny trees, miniature storefronts, even an itty-bitty flying saucer to represent Roswell, New Mexico.
Really, every time you come, you're going to see something you didn't see before, and you're going to go, is that new?
Organizers make a bit of a game out of spotting the minutia. This year, there's a tiny dinosaur hidden somewhere in the display, and several fossils, too. Jill Cumnock says kids get a kick out of the lights, colors, and sounds, and some adults remember riding the rails themselves. The nostalgia is part of the fun.
I just think trains and Christmas and the holidays just are a natural blend.
Kind of like milk and cookies on December 24th. Courtney Collins, KERA News.